Okay, here we have a camera, the first thing on the auction tonight. This is a KR5. Very good camera. Probably retails for around $400, I would say. Someone start it and let's go. Give me $200 and let's go. At $200, but give it $200. But give it $200, start it and let's go. Give me $100, let's go. $50, bid $75, where? At $50, bid $75 and pop, but give $75 and $100 over here and $125 back. At $100 and $125, $25, $150 back. At $125 here, $150, $150, but give $50, but go $50, $125, $150, $160, now $70. At $160, bid $70, where? $160, $70, y'all done. But give $170, $170, sold it here, $160 bill. How's that?
Almost like you're singing.
Yeah. Okay. You've got to get a rhythm, and that gets your people in the mood to buy. And once you get them in that mood and get your auction in a mood to buy, then you keep it that way. Once you lose that momentum, once you lose that momentum, then you've got to start the sale all over again. And a lot of times, one auctioneer can be up there selling, and all at once, he just seems like it just goes, dies down. So you hand it over to another auctioneer, and he takes over. It livens the crowd back up. You get them back in the mood to buy. And this is a...
Was there any particular auctioneer in Indiana that you listened to a lot, or was...
Oh, yes. Yes. His name was Dutch Stewart. He's one of the biggest auctioneers he was in the state of Indiana. Sold automobiles all over the state, big farm sales and so forth. And when I was 5-6 years old, I went to his auctions, and from then on up, I went to his sales because he was one of the greatest. I said, this is what I want to do. So I came out of service and I took it up my own and taught myself, and that's what I did. I've been in it ever since.
You said it was too long. I don't know if it's long enough.
Yeah, so my boys, all of them, has took it up too, and have retail stores and auction houses. And so that's what it is. So everybody's making money, so that's the main thing.
It seems like a big gathering, like a lot of that time. I see it the first time. It seems like a big party. So
yeah. Well, it is, because these people come right here to this auction. It's been coming to my auction ever since I've been in Florida. And
been here how long?
I've been here 30 years.
30 years.
Uh-huh. And these people that will be here tonight that came to my first auctions here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And,
do they come, so, if they come early in the evening, point them out to
you. Okay. Sure.
To just meet them and say,
sure.
God, that's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Because the other, there are people I talked with last time, and they say, oh, we just come here for the fun of it.
Right. Yeah, they do. And they'll buy. They may not intend to buy anything, but they'll buy something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know. Uh-huh. Or they'll see something that maybe one of their friends would like, and they'll come back and call them up and say, hey, come out to the auction. I've seen exactly what you're looking for,
uh-huh.
You know.
Now, what happens? Somebody comes in, they go to the window, and they get a bidding number.
They get a bidding number, yes, ma'am.
And
they
then
register for a bidding number, and there's no fee for them to come in or anything. It's open house for anybody.
Okay, and then they bid, and then they make their bids, and you recognize them by their number.
By the number, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they make it.
Right.
They raised the number I wasn't able to see.
Yes. Uh-huh. And a lot of them I remember when I see their card once, you know, I've done so much that I remember.
Yeah.
Remember their face.
Are there any particular people that just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming?
Yes.
And they're the ones you recognize just right off the bat.
A lot of them do. And then a lot of times you could walk in there and take a number and sit down,
mm-hmm.
and if you bid a couple of times, your number will stick up here in my mind, and I just remember.
Okay, well, I'll listen for all that.
So, there'll be people here that I can point out to you that you can talk to.
I'm not going to stay the whole length of it.
Right.
Okay.
But any of these young kids, you know, If they take it up, now they're going to have to go to school now. They're not going to get it like I did, because they'll have to go to school to get a license now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And but when they come out of school, they've got to work with an auctioneer for 1 year as an apprenticeship before they can open up their own business, you see. But any young man that's got some push to him, that's interested in it, can go out here and make himself a fantastic living.
Are there any women auctioneers?
A few.
Yeah,
yes, a few.
They find it hard? Is it a competitive?
Yeah. The biggest problem is their voice don't carry. That is the biggest problem. That's one problem I have. There's a few of them around, but not too many.
Yeah. Are there any around here?
Not in this area, no. No. Fort Lauderdale, at 84 auction, Fort Lauderdale is one there that does part of the auction there. The man owns the place, his wife does.
Okay.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You got the bucket and full of fruit. Just keep going. Hey, John. That's a can opener.
That's an Angie can opener. I don't know what the hell this is. Give me a bit on this show. Don't Angie go. That one is doo 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 doo.
Yep, hey. Yep.
Here
you go, the bottom stuff here, I'm on top.